So for more on these ongoing trade talks, let's go to our reporter live, Simon Marks, who's in Washington, D.C. So Simon, how are the trade talks progressing? What's the latest?
Look, there's definitely an atmosphere of optimism around these talks, especially now as they're about to enter a second day with that meeting between Vice Premier Liu He and President Donald Trump, slated to take place at the White House in around 5 hours' time. And boosting the optimism is the sense here that perhaps this time around, China and the U.S. are going to agree to a partial trade agreement. Rather than going for the whole full deal, they're going to end up agreeing some kind of partial measures. And we're told that those measures are going to focus on the United States offering tariff relief to China. The next round of tariffs that President Trump is threatening may not go into effect. China may guarantee to buy various goods from the United States, including, of course, agricultural purchases. That's something that President Donald Trump is very keen on. And also, there's been a focus in these conversations so far on how to deal with the issue of intellectual property, with some suggestions here that, in fact, the intellectual property issue could be broken up into two separate issues. Old-style intellectual property from the last century, if you like, and new-style, new-economy intellectual property from this century, the idea being that the old stuff may be a bit easier to deal with in these negotiations than the more modern new-economy stuff. So certainly an atmosphere of optimism, although, unless and until both sides make an announcement, we will have to wait and see precisely where all this heads.
We will indeed, Simon. So how is the U.S. reacting to all this? What is President Trump saying?
Well, President Trump at the White House yesterday definitely was sounding upbeat and optimistic. He's been saying relentlessly that he believes that China wants to make a deal. Yesterday, he took to Twitter and asked the question, but do I? And I suppose we'll get the answer to that in the course of the next few hours. This is an American president who, of course, is unpredictable. And until the moment that he's actually sitting down in the White House directly opposite Vice Premier Liu He, it will be very difficult to know exactly whether he is going to agree to the things that his trade negotiators, Robert Lighthizer, the U.S. trade representative, and of course Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, are negotiating face-to-face with their Chinese counterparts. It's also notable that the Vice Premier met yesterday with American corporate representatives and also, of course, the new head of the International Monetary Fund, in a bid to demonstrate further that China believes that America is damaging itself and the world economy through this trade war. So both sides certainly indicating they would like to come up with some kind of an agreement. President Trump in the past has not thoroughly embraced the idea of a partial agreement. Maybe he's now preparing to make moves in that direction.